Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. Really, really good to be with you. Thank you very much. We are brought to you by the Magic Dicol products. Absolutely fantastic stuff. And it's stuff absolutely that you need to have in your life, unless you're just feeling perfect and will remain that way forever. So you really want to look at this. Now, if your health is perfect, you really have nothing to worry about. And I'll just waste 30 seconds of your time here. But I just want to show you here. This is the spray that brought me back from the terrible, terrible scourge I had in my lungs that I've talked about. This is what I rub on my knee, and I'm doing things I haven't done in over two decades. But here's something I just wanted to show you. I've never talked about this on air, and I'm not using it. Maybe I should, but it's a vanity product. This is really absolutely tremendous here. And what you see here, it contains collagen and other kinds of skin restoring items. And it's called the Metasomer Telomeres Natural Skin Cream. And it helps reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. And I got to tell you, maybe I'll do this, maybe I won't. But the fact is physically, I'm as good as I've been in two decades. Maybe I need to look that way too. And this would be the product to do it. So here's what you do. You go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. And I'll tell you, I've never been so excited about a product because it has, I think, really saved my life and then changed my lifestyle. And for some people, it's going to change the way they look. I know my friend Scotty Sachs uses the third product I just showed you, and he has shown visible signs of less aging on his face. It's absolutely incredible. So anyway, iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. The topic for what we're going to talk about here now is, did aliens get channeled by the Nazis to get this advanced, the beginnings of UFO and advanced theoretical physics projects? And was Operation Paperclip part of that regime? And it's interesting here. I tend to think there's something to this, but not in the literal sense. Now, my father worked with these people, captured German scientists. He asked him, he says, "My gosh, you must be 200-300 years ahead of us in theoretical physics. Where did you get this stuff?" And they said to a person, "We got it from aliens." Question, did you ever meet them? Well, no, but our commanders. So they never met them. Never met them. And I really do believe Hitler got away and some of the other key Nazis on the Nazi Bell. What was that? You know, time, space, displacement, a UFO type of craft. And to me, that's the only thing to explain how Hitler got away. I don't believe the submarine story for a second. And some went to Argentina. Submarines. Some got caught. Submarines. Some got sunk. Submarines. But how'd they get to Antarctica? Well, that's another topic for another time, and I'm going to really delve into this. And I'm seeking out experts on the topic here because I want to explore this with them. But I can tell you this. There's no question there was a technology transfer between some entities and the Nazi scientists. There's absolutely no question this happened. Now, let's back up to my life. It's 1993, or 1992, excuse me. It was 1992. And my wife's out of town. I am on business, and I'm absolutely exhausted. I came home from the gym. I turned on the radio to listen to the end of the Suns basketball game to fall asleep to. And I wake up middle of the night and the Art Bell show is on. First time I ever heard Art, first time. And a gentleman named Vance Davis, yes, the same Vance Davis who followed me, he and I are good friends and have been since 1992. Vance Davis was on his show and he was talking about the secret space program. Well, I couldn't talk about it. I knew about it for 7 years and I knew a lot about it. And Vance is on there saying things that I promised my dad after he was to pass, because he told me when he was terminal, I said, no, I won't ever mention this stuff publicly because technically because he might have been deemed to be in violation of Security Oath 450. The government could come in and strip my mom of all her assets since she was not working and derived her lifestyle, her standard of living from his work and his retirements. And so, I was sworn to silence on this topic, and I did. Now, I did have a closed door meeting with Jim Mars shortly after. So there'll be two people, and actually end up three with Bill Pollack, that I'll end up talking to privately for a while. And this is a pretty interesting story, and I think you'll find this to be absolutely fascinating if you've not heard me tell the story before. But one of the things that when the Germans told my dad this came from aliens, vertical takeoff craft, able to leave the atmosphere and the gravity of the Earth and go into near Earth orbit. And supposedly they did do this, as at least this is what they relayed. But my dad didn't believe the alien story. I asked him, I said, "Do you think that's true?" And he goes, "No. We know the Nazis were heavily into the occult." Now, let me go back to Vance Davis and bring this in. Vance was part of something called the Gulf Breeze 7. Don't look it up on the net because it's totally been polluted by Google. They tried to say they were UFO crazy nuts that hallucinated and ran for their lives and blah, all this crazy crap out there. It's not true. It's absolutely not true. In fact, I know two of the seven, Vance and somebody else who I'll leave nameless at this time. They did leave their post, and here's why. Vance was in the NSA, okay, working out of NATO in Germany, and their job was to channel demonic entities for the purpose of technology transfer. Aha. And now, what did the Nazis do? They were very much into the occult. In fact, it was an astrologer that actually caused Germany to lose World War II. Yeah, we think you should invade Russia. Operation Barbarossa. That was a disaster. And that ended up losing the war for them. But nonetheless, demonic entities and the Germans interacted a lot. They were heavily, heavily into the occult. So I don't buy the alien story as in they're from Alpha Centauri or somewhere in the Milky Way galaxy. I don't buy that for a second. These were demonic entities, and they were trying to move forward death, depopulation. So let's back up to Vance now. What Vance told Art was really interesting, and later I will have many conversations with Vance on this point. But he said, "Oh no." He said, "We refused to do the demonic entity thing after a while because we realized how bad it was, and we were compromising ourselves and our values. So we said we're not going to do this." Okay, and it was a replication of Nazi Germany's scientific occultic practices. But what really will transpire out of this is why, in part, I believe what Genesis 6 in the Bible really tells us about who these entities are. And this is downright scary. Now, let's just take a look at Genesis 6 as a reference point here, and then I'll return. So if you look over here on the screen, you'll see this is Genesis 6, okay? Wickedness in the world. When human beings began to increase in number on the earth, the daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw that the daughters of humans were beautiful, and they married any of them they chose. Then the Lord said, "My spirit will not contend with humans forever, for they are mortal. Their days will be 120 years." That's actually interesting what Cal Berkeley researchers told me years ago when we were talking about longevity on my radio show. And they said, "We are designed to live about 120 years, but all the unhealthiness in our environment and so forth, our dirty food, our dirty water, our dirty air really lowers lifespan." Okay, so, okay, having said that, here is the key phrase, Genesis 6, verse 4. The Nephilim were on the earth in those days, the fallen angels. Okay, I'm going to read the whole phrase and then I'll go back to Vance. And look at this, and also afterwards. So, in other words, these are the days of the fallen angels. They were on the earth in those days, and also afterward. After what? What's next? Noah and the flood. Go back to this phrase. They were on the earth in those days and also afterward, after Noah's flood. When the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children by them, they were the heroes of old men and men of renown. Okay, all right. Now, having said that, fallen angels cast from heaven because they lost the war in rebellion against God. A third of the angels we know rebelled. They're cast to earth. They reproduce themselves, and now their hybrid DNA is there afterward, after the flood. This is what I believe, and of course this would be the occult and Satan and so forth, right? So this is what I believe the technology transfer came from these entities that'll be channeled. And these entities will convey scientific knowledge. Now, why they betrayed the Nazis, I really don't know. And I've asked that question from a lot of people who are like-minded with me on this. And we don't get a full answer. But let me tell you what Vance was taught in his training. And he has shared this on my show many times. Now, she's probably been on my show 20, 25 times through the years. And what Vance said, he was trained that they did a secular version of Genesis 6. You know, the good guys and bad guys, they fought out in space. Bad guys lost or cast to earth. Okay, Genesis 6. And they impregnated, and they're still around today. And this is what they were trying to channel, were these entities or descendants of these entities of like DNA. Now, they wanted to, and this is what Vance's training taught him, they wanted to capture the soul, but they couldn't capture the soul. So what they will end up doing is the next best thing, morphing human beings into unrecognizable forms. Isn't that interesting? This is called transhumanism. The problem is the year going back is 1988. Vance wrote a book, I believe it was 91, and it was called Unbroken Promises, in which he details these experiences. And what's really, really interesting about this is this is way before the term transhumanism. Yet it's exactly what Vance described. Now, when I started talking to him regularly in the 92-93 timeframe, okay, now he had Bill Pollack contact me, and Bill had a really interesting military intelligence background. And because I had reached out to Vance, I said, this is a guy I can share information with and talk to about the secret space program and all these things that I can't go public with. He's gone public with it, so it's certainly safe to talk to him about it. And so he didn't contact me when I had reached out to him. And it was hard to get to him because, remember, this is the days before the real internet. And so Vance actually had Bill Pollack check me out. Who is this guy? He seems to know a little too much. Okay. And I dropped a few hints in my first communication. And Bill and I had talked probably for about 2.5 hours. Bill will become my mentor in this business. He guided me in my fight against McCain's takeover of our property rights out here with our 300 rural neighbors. And he was a great, great benefit to me. And his wife will later become my news director on my radio show for 6.5 years, Annie DeRiso. And what's really interesting about this whole thing is that our discussions of transhumanism concepts and the morphing of human beings was at least 7, 8 to 10 years ahead of the use of the terminology transhumanism. And this is what we're going through, and this is what the vaccines are too. They alter your DNA. Now, how much and how functional that is, I think that's still open to debate. But, you know, I've interviewed some of the best doctors in the field on this, and there is an alteration of DNA. And it is a move to make us less than human, especially the mRNA vaccines, which are designed to kill, but they morph you before they kill you. This is what Vance's training had taught him was, well, we can't get the soul, but we can morph the human, and transhumanism was born. Now, the globalists, the upper level of human, and then the match with the hybrids, All right. They want to live forever. So you have the melding of man and machine, the other side of the coin in transhumanism. And they want to live forever. And this is why I think that when we look at the Great Deception, the 200 million man army and Revelations, it's likely not China, because the 200 million kind of leads people to China. I think it's AI, because these people want to live forever and leave the rest of us behind, except for a very small servant class, in which they write things like, we need to get rid of 90% of all humanity. How many times do they have to write it before we believe it? In fact, I think the most striking thing that ties all this together was a gentleman named David Spangler, who is the head of the Eco Division of the United Nations, like Sustainable Developmental Goals precursor, right? And he said, no one will come to the New World Order without pledging an allegiance to Lucifer. You're saying, whoa, that was my reaction. So what I keep reading, and I saw this on a well-known person's website yesterday, alien technology showing up and the blah, 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 and the blah, blah, blah. And see, right now we're getting release of UFOs and linking it to aliens and technology transfers. And they want you to think it's aliens. It's not. They want you to think of aliens because they don't want you to realize we're dealing with demonic entities that are the descendants of the fallen angels, or some of them probably are still alive today in demonic spirit form. And you know, we could certainly go through into a Bible study on that sometime, but this is very biblical. In fact, as I said yesterday, when this subject came up briefly, I've been told by a number of pastors this is the hot topic in eschatology today. But I think you can't deny what right here, what Genesis 4 and 5 say leading up to the flood, and they were there afterward. They don't want you to know this is demonic. Because we might rise up and invoke the power of God and all of a sudden have a revival, and the power of God is greater than them. He's defeated them before. He's going to defeat them again in the second coming when Jesus comes back with his army. We know all this is in the Bible, but they don't want to alert us and use the power of God to fight against them, because no weapon would prosper against us if God is on our side, right? It's very biblical. So they want you to think it's aliens. It is a deception. And from that comes in Project Bluebeam. That's something that my dad also knew about. And we talked about it. He said, I expect someday, and he says, I'm hearing rumors of it. And it was rumors coming through naval intelligence, because the CIA was actually the ones plotting this, and the information leaked that one day they would fake an alien invasion using high-tech deception to make people think, oh, it's aliens. We got to unite on the planet Earth. Independence Day, the 1997 movie, all the nations come together and defeat the almost undefeatable alien forces. Remember that movie, right? So, what, 27 years ago, this July, that movie came out? Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is called predictive programming. And this is exactly what we're looking at. This is a great deception. I believe to usher in the Antichrist, I believe that Project Bluebeam will become a reality. And what they'll do is it will lessen the resistance of people giving up national sovereignty of their nations, capitulating to a world order controlled by Satan. CBDC, Mark of the Beast, same thing. CBDC equals Mark of the Beast. You shall not buy or sell without it. See, it all starts to fit together when you look at this. This is not just who are the fallen angels? They still have an influence today, after all the Bible says, and they were there afterward. It's more than a debate about this. It's the idea of extermination of the majority of humans. And if you look at what do they want to do, they're driving us into nuclear war. How many people, you know what the casualty estimates are in a nuclear war against Russia? 80% fatalities in America. That gets them pretty close to their goal, doesn't it? So when we look at what Vance taught me in the early days, and he and I continue to share ideas, and oh, the Council of Nine, and these are things that eventually I'm going to revisit with this audience. The Asgard. It sounds kind of crude, but no, actually, actual name, Asgard, not guarding your rear end. That's some people will joke about that, but there are these entities out there and these groups that are promulgating this satanic takeover of the planet. And this is what we're looking at right now. And you've heard me use this phrase, satanic Bolshevik communists, right? Well, the political thing, like what we just saw in the trial with Donald Trump, that's Bolshevik communism. The assassinations of whistleblowers, right? That's Bolshevik communism. But we see the satanic overtones. We know Hillary Clinton, we discovered this in the 2016 election campaign, and she was regularly going to, once a month, going to LA to Satan's temple there. And the name, actually, the temple jumps out of my head, but this is well documented. And we know the drink, the adrenochrome, and the child trafficking fascination. It's all part of the satanic order, every bit of it. And the one thing that I really am saying to you very clearly is we are wholly in a spiritual war, more so than we are in a physical war. Now, do we have to do physical things, right, to stand up for what's right? Yes. But it's a spiritual war. And I'm telling you, the victors will eventually be the Christians, but there could be hell to pay in between if this is indeed pre-tribulation material, and that's where we're headed. I am not so committed to that idea as many of my colleagues are. They're convinced tribulations may have started, it's going to start soon. I'm not so sure. I think you can come up to the edge and it doesn't happen for various reasons, and it's put off to a later time because the Bible clearly says we shall not know the hour or the day of the Lord's return. But once tribulation starts, you have an approximate time of 7 years, right? 3.5 years of relative calm, rescued false flag style from a major threatening event. And then you have 3.5 years of total hell on earth, great loss of life, destruction, fear, persecution. And then Jesus comes. In fact, Jesus says there'll be no flesh left alive if I didn't come back for the second time. Do you see how it's all beginning to fit together? See, a lot of people have told me, I've had scientists share this with me too, my former academic colleagues of mine. Once you start looking at this material, you may have been an atheist or agnostic, but what a lot of people share with me is once you go down this path of understanding, you become a Christian very quickly because you clearly start to see how it all fits together. We shall be victorious, but I think we have to decide how much pain we want. Now, in my selfish heart of hearts, what do I want to have happen? Well, for the sake of our children and suffering and so forth and so on, and I know we got to go through bad things to get to the glory of God, but I kind of like to live out a natural life and have our kids live out their natural lives. Because we repent, there's a revival, and the forces of Satan are greatly diminished. I would hope that could happen, but I wouldn't go to Vegas if I were a bettor, which I'm not, but I wouldn't put a bet in sports book on the fact that this is not the tribulation. But I can tell you this, they clearly want your destruction. I interviewed today Dr. James Thorpe, a decorated, honored, tremendous physician who is saying, we're destroying fertility with the vaccine. We're stillborning children. We are causing birth defects. We're causing moms to die. He was going through these effects. In fact, he actually took the top five events, disaster events in the world, and he said they pale in comparison to the numbers that we're seeing with the vaccine, and we're not even done. And he has come out, and I'll tell you, he made it really clear in our interview. He is a hardcore scientist, successful doctor with honors publications like crazy in the most prestigious journals. And he kept saying, this is a spiritual war, this is satanic. We're all coming to the same conclusion who work in this field. My friend Doug Thornton, former DHS supervisor, former combat Marine, he has said the same thing. He has talked about his conversion into Christianity, where he has now become a pastor. And when we do our show together, the Doug and Dave Intel Report, you often hear biblical references from Doug. He sees it this way now. I mean, so many of us, Janie Walden, we all see it this way. And what I'm telling you is that you must put on the armor of God. Now, a lot of people think that means pick up the AK-47 and let's go after Alvin Bragg and Judge Merchant and all these crazy liberals that have perverted our justice system. That's not at all what we're saying. Not at all. In fact, actually quite the opposite. Revenge is mine, saith the Lord. And I talked about that earlier this morning. But ladies and gentlemen, we are living in historic times. And we are all called, I believe, to have a role. And I'll back up in my life. I got really mad at Vance one time. I was once upon a time a college basketball coach, and it takes an inordinate amount of time to do that. And Vance and I had been invited to meetings with special scientists, and some are household names, astronauts, and we'd meet at Bill Pollack's place in La Placidus, New Mexico, and we would share our stories with each other. But we had strict non-disclosure, strict. Upon death, then it's revoked. Vance said, with all that you know, both from your background and from what you're learning from the people that we've introduced you to, how is it you're not doing this full time? And then, of course, Bill Pollack's wife, Annie, used to tell me, Dave, this is your calling. This is a time such as why you're here. This is your purpose. And it was in 2012, and my son is ready to start playing sports on a serious level. And I want to see it, and I couldn't do it with what I was doing. I was too busy. So I gave that up. And I began the journey to start doing this full time. And we all, I have surmised that what people told me for a decade or longer, they were correct. And I was mad at Vance when he said that to me. Oh, Dave, you need to give this stuff up and you need to come do this. No. And I said, well, it's not exactly picking up the cross and following Jesus now, is it? And that was my defense for not doing it. But it turns out Vance was right. If I have a regret, that is I didn't do it sooner. And so I spend a lot of my time talking about the geopolitical. And the Holy Spirit, the little voice that speaks to us, if you are a Christian, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Holy Spirit made it really clear to me I needed to start quoting scripture more and being more biblically based. And I totally agree with that. And not that I'm trying to preach from the pulpit, but we have the geopolitical events. The spiritual events, and they're like this. They're one and the same. They're one and the same. And I believe one of my missions, and you can help me with this, or maybe you'll branch out and have your own show. But one of the things that I'm reminded of is when the Bible said, in the end of days, the sins of the leaders will be revealed. I remember, Nanny and I've talked about this, and Vance and I've talked about this. It used to be hard to dig up dirt on people to show how nefarious they were. Today, it just dumps in my lap, and I have to be discerning on what I'm going to give priority to covering. I remember I used to chase the story for months, and now I can do what I did 15 years ago in a matter of hours. And it's not because of just technology or because I'm better at researching, it's because biblical prophecy is being fulfilled. The sins of the leaders will be revealed, and it kind of jumps in my lap. And I'm to put this out as a warning about don't be deceived and follow the wrong people. You're in this world, but don't be of the world, is basically the message there. This is a fascinating history, but I really do believe this. And let me bring this to an overarching conclusion. I believe there's a power cabal of the descendants of what I just showed you. Okay. And I believe their goal is the destruction of humanity, the morphing of humanity, the destruction of humanity, mocking God. They'd love the soul, but they can't get it. So this is their mission. And they've recruited humans that they've made filthy rich and given lots of power to. And now they have a top-down management system that's highly centralized. They say right now Jesus is organizing the kingdom to come back. Well, Satan's organizing his kingdom right here on Earth. This is his planet. We are aliens on this planet, so to speak. We're illegal aliens if you're a Christian. And these entities have recruited like-minded people, and they've controlled the key centers of power, even though they're in the minority. And this is setting the stage for the final battles. And I think this is probably where it's headed. Do I know for sure? No. No. But I will tell you this. If this isn't pre-trib, it's a precursor of what a future generation will be dealing with. And I hope that they learn the lessons from us if we're able to have repent and have revival and push this off to a later time. I hope that this record will be maintained so a future generation can clearly see the enemy as they appear. But I do think it's very, very, very likely that this is where we're at. And I want to say something too about David Icke, and I owe David an apology for my thoughts because I've never criticized him publicly. I don't believe in the old shape-shifting reptilian, and I used to think, oh, that's silly, and I thought it to myself because a lot of things that he said were true, but I said I just can't get into bed with that idea. I'm thinking now, you're dealing with different DNA. Shape-shifting may be part of it. I don't know. But I owe him an apology for being so internally judgmental, even though I know to express it externally. But I'm thinking he may be onto some aspect of it that we don't fully understand, but we know demons can change shapes. We know there can be great deceptions. Demons even try to imitate angels. I mean, it's mind-boggling when you begin to read about this. The Bible is so complex, and there's so many lessons to be learned in it, but these lessons are in the Bible, what I'm telling you right now. So here's my advice to everybody. We need to continue to fight this battle on the physical plane, but also too, I'd remind you the book of Matthew, it says, if you're faithful to the Lord, he will not depart from you. You want that protection? You're chosen at such a time like this. You want to play a role. You want to leave your mark in your own way. You want to stand up for what's right. You want to be on the winning side at the end of the day. There's going to be hell to pay. Just like an athletic team has to get in shape before they compete, there's going to be hell to pay. But not to do so means the eternal damnation of what's permanent about you, which is your soul. And they can't touch your soul. Only you can wreck your soul's future by not doing what you know you should be doing. So I hope that you'll consider prayerfully what I've said to you and that you'll find your own niche in this battle because there are no exceptions to the fact that we are all frontline participants in this war. And the war has been going on since the fallen angels were cast to Earth. But the real war is coming right now. And I'm going to actually expand on this in the earthly realm because I'm going to tell you in the next segment where Putin falls in all of this. And I'm almost going to sound like a Putin apologist, and I'm not. He is not, he does not, he's not a man who has a nice background. He was KGB and he was ruthless. There's a different side to him now. And we're going to talk about that. And when you look at world leaders, Macron, he's demonic. Trudeau, he's demonic. Biden, he's too far gone mentally to be anything, but the people in his administration are demonic. Obama, I don't know, but he is a deal maker. So he's dealing with these entities. Does he know what I know? I don't know how he doesn't. And why do you think they want to persecute Christianity so bad? The World Economic Forum, the mother wefers, as I call them, they want to rewrite the Bible using AI. Why? Because they're going to take out Genesis 6, verse 4. They don't want you to know who they serve. They don't want you to know who these entities are, where they come from, what their purpose is. They're in a war against God. And the Donald Trump phrase, trying to think of how he says this now. They're not really after me, they're after you. I'm just in the way. Genesis 6 and the rest of the Bible is in the way. And war is declared on the Bible and the real truth, and they want to pervert it. You even have a compromised pope. And what does the pope say? Chrislam. What's Chrislam? The combination of Christianity and Islam. See, I'll never accept that. Don't put that in front of my face. You bow down or we'll chop your head off. Well, I guess my head's going to be on the ground pretty quickly, but I know where my soul will end up. But can you believe the pope wants Chrislam? AI is going to rewrite the Bible. Come on, folks, they're covering their tracks so we can't invoke the power of God to defeat them. That's what all this is about. And they want us unhealthy. They want us sick. The vaccines, the diet they're proposing. I mean, really? Bugs, plants, and aquatics, no meat, no dairy, and they're poisoning both right now? Are you kidding me? And we're just sitting back and we're like oblivious. The earth is coming out from underneath of our feet. America's on her deathbed. And most of America's just humming along like its life is normal. I know Americans in the middle class, historically, they can't even afford to cook their food because they can't afford the utilities. And yet we're like oblivious to this. And the biggest thing that stands in a person's way to understanding what this war is about and who we should be siding with and what confessions and actions we must take to get to the correct side, these people, their ego's in the way. I can't humble myself before the Lord. I am my own God. I know what's best. It didn't hurt me yesterday, so it's not going to hurt me tomorrow. And they get into this delusional thinking that they're immune, and they're not. They're not. We have arrived at the critical juncture in human history. You are part of a special generation that no other generation has seen a time such as this, except for the people that were alive and encountered the 33 years of Jesus. There's nothing equivalent in human history. Not the founding fathers, not the World War II generation. It's us. And I believe character and psychologically, we are ill prepared to fight this war. But through God, all things are possible. But that means getting on bended knee, getting on bended knee. And committing yourself to the cause. If you think that America's are going to pick up 10 million AK-47s and we're going to win our country back in the streets, I think there could be some of that. I really do. But if you think that's going to solve our problems, I think that's you're on a fool's errand. All the odds are stacked against us in the physical realm. All the odds in the spiritual realm are for us. Your choice. That's it for the Common Sense Show. This has been Hiding in Plain Sight. I told you this new show was coming, and we're going to do more with this. In fact, I'm working on getting Vance on. The problem is, he's working so many hours in his job right now, we're having trouble connecting, but I will get him on, and we're going to review some of these key concepts because Vance, gosh, I'm going to do the math in my head here very quickly here. Vance has, oh gosh, almost 40 years of experience from this. It's incredible. Thanks for joining us. Check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where we bring in expert guests like a Vance, and we say, hey, here's what we know, and here are some solutions that they give us. And people say, it's a great show. There's nothing like it. Yeah, so we get 5-star ratings. Thecommonsenseshow.tv, sign up today. Hey, everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that's freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Hope you don't mind me appearing in a workout shirt. I just finished a pretty good workout. Yeah, I'm not done. I usually break it up into two or three parts during the day. And I just did incline, backward sledding, And I did forward sledding, deadlifts. When I'm done here, I'm going to go out and I'm going to swim a half a mile. And then tonight, play a little basketball and do some lower body lifting. People my age don't do these things, and it's not that I'm special. I have a special friend. This is my friend. I don't know the lady here, but I do know this product. Going on oxygen, Dave Hodges, March 1st, probably by June. You heard what my regime is today. Five sprays once a day. And you can see here what it does. I like this last part right here, the telomeres. That's longevity talk. And then you have the gel. Reason I can do what I'm doing, like the sled and doing squats and deadlifts, is because I rub this on my knee. I don't swell. Do I ever get sore or tired? Yeah, but I don't swell. And I used to balloon up. That's why I had to stop playing basketball in my 40s. And then finally, for the vanity crowd, and we're all a little vain, it's okay. Right here, this removes wrinkles. This is my friend. These products changed my life. And I will be forever in debt to Dr. Raghu and what he has done, and Sean McDonald and that great crew, and Scotty Sachs for sending these, introduced me to these products when I was really sick. You can have the best version of yourself too. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, I need help with this next story, and I'm hoping that you will help me. These are brave Marines, our best, our finest at Camp Pendleton. And you can see they're on a full pack. Who knows how heavy it is? Sometimes they go up to 100 pounds or more. And they're marching on inclines. And you can see this is a large maneuver. You can see these guys are struggling a little bit here. Sun's probably hot. They're in full combat gear. These guys are awesome. They're the best of what we have. Well, unfortunately, today, you look here, you see Americans from all backgrounds, all demographics, all sizes, different states, willing to do what most of us can't do or are too afraid to do. Unfortunately, now we're to take pictures of what's going on at Camp Pendleton. We got Chi-coms there. And the reports we're getting is that the non-coms are upset because they're being forced to train them. Chi-coms, not Taiwan. That's an ally. That would be a good use of our personnel. Chi-coms. We know they're crossing the border at 10,000 per month. I recently interviewed Paul Preston. He's got sources, eyewitness on the ground, has seen the Chi-coms going into Camp Pendleton in unmarked white vans. We also see this. We've got dozens of pictures like this, videos like this. And note, too, the straight line. Now, the age of these is a little older than most of the Chinese migrants we're seeing. These are probably your officers. I want you to notice something else here in this picture. They're checking paperwork. How many migrants do you know that are whipping out the paperwork and say, "Here I am, that's who I am"? Really? Who gave them this paperwork? How did they get out of China in their tightly controlled society to the tune of about 10,000 a month? My sources, other people's sources. You tell me. And you see the border patrol is just going to pass them through. And notice they don't look like migrant hordes. Straight lines. Look at this parade at rest. It's a military pose. And you can kind of see this down the bottom, putting their backpacks down right near their front foot. And this is uniform. Other pictures I have, They extend all the way down. You can see these backpacks uniformly put down. It's a military operation right here, people. And your border patrol is processing them. They have no choice. Now, it just so happens that I am going to be in that area with, by the way, they're only crossing into California. I'll give you the bottom line in a minute on why that's true. Here's the deal. 10,000 a month, we estimate it's been going on for 8 months. And this is only in California. They're not coming into Arizona. They're not coming into New Mexico. They're not coming into Texas. Only California. This will play prominently. Now, we have some sources that tell us that a lot of them are being housed at Hotel Circle. I think it's where the 8 meets the 405. If I remembered my San Diego streets better, I could tell you. But I know it's off I-8 as you're coming into the city and you're approaching the beach cities like Mission Beach. That I know. I used to spend good portions of summers in Del Mar with a friend of mine that I went to college with. And I used to know this area like the back of my hand. And Hotel Circle was okay. Here's what I need help with, people in San Diego. I'd like pictures. I'd like your eyewitness accounts. I'd like for you to go to Hotel Circle or notice any other area where there's a large conglomerate gathering of Chinese males. And you notice in the picture, no females, no kids, because it's a military operation. I'll tell you what I think they're here for, and we'll get to that in just a minute. But we need to gather more data on the ground. We've got these photos here, but that is, and it's interesting, they're not coming through ports of entry, yet they got paperwork. What the hell? If they got paperwork, the Border Patrol is looking at, is it their pass to come on in? I don't know. But why aren't they coming in through port of entries if they're being admitted with the paperwork they're showing Border Patrol? Why are they in these remote backlands? Because they don't want to be seen. That's why. They don't want the public to start asking questions. They don't want some people who are going to Tijuana for the day to shop while they see large amounts of Chinese males, military age, various types, coming across the other way. So what's this? Where are their kids? Hey, Agnes, look at that. It's all males, and they're marching in straight lines. And their haircuts are high and tight. And they're showing the Border Patrol and DHS paperwork. They don't want the public to see that. That's why they're in these back areas that you just saw a picture. Now, Gavin Newsom, several months ago, had invited Xi Jinping to come to America. That's interesting. The tech giants met with him. I'm sure they're talking about ideas to implement the Chinese social credit system in our coming 15-minute cities. Like, there's no question that that was going on with that exchange of information. But that's not the main purpose. Biden was there, and Xi Jinping spent about 5 minutes with him. So I don't have time for this dithering old fart that can't even remember his name or know where he's at. But he went into closed-door meetings with Gavin Newsom. This fueled the rumors that Newsom will replace Biden in the campaign. There's clearly got to be a change. Clearly got to be a change. There's different theories about what's going to happen. Doug Thornton and I have covered these. I'm not going to go back into them now. But here's the thinking. Paul Preston and I talked about this. California's in default. They're about ready to go bankruptcy. Won't be able to get credit. They're going to totally collapse. Let's go back in time and visit something called CalExit that I wrote about. All right, take a look at this. This is from something I've published this a number of times because it keeps coming up. But this is a CalExit banner. Welcome to the Embassy of the Independent Republic, California. Let me read this and then I'll break this banner down. It's revealing. When I first reported on CalExit, the planned exit of California from the Union, as Paul Preston and myself have been reporting for over 3 years, CalExit had the backing and participation of the Obama administration. A former and disgraced Obama serving Attorney General Eric Holder's spokesperson, Valerie Jarrett's part of it, I should mention. Several members of the administration, Obama administration, are there. Okay, they want out of the union. And look at this, members of the Chinese military and banking establishment are involved with this group. And the plan is to have California leave the United States and become a protectorate of Russia. That was the original plan. Then it was to be a protectorate of the UN, which I believe it's still going to be. And then the Chinese will be the policemen. And this is why we have all of the CHICOMs coming in. It's the occupation force. Let me explain to you the dangers. Here are the dangers. Moscow, Russia, Independent Republic of California. This is CalExit. They're running in opposition to my friend Paul Preston, who's the president of the New California Movement, where they got 50 of the 56 counties supporting them. They want away from the state of California. They want to create a 51st state. This is their competition. Now, when California formally defaults on their loans and their budgets bust, what are they going to do? Okay, well, they're going to declare bankruptcy and the UN's going to come in and they're basically going to float them. The Chinese will be the UN occupation force. Here's the bad thing. If they decide not to trade with the United States, 50% of retail crosses I-15. Instant economic devastation for the United States. If they decide to hold on to their crops and only trade with selected countries, you're going to have massive food shortages because of the lack of agricultural output going from California to the other lower 48. This is a problem. This is a big problem, people. And this is why Xi Jinping was in California, why he met closed door with Newsom, and why Biden was left out, and Biden won't move to stop this. He's a traitor. We got Russians stockpiling warships in Cuba. This is worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Biden is nowhere to be found. This is real, people. This is where this is going. Take California down economically, you destroy the United States economics. Because tomorrow, 50% of your retail wouldn't be there. How sure am I of this? I'd say I have history on my side. Wouldn't you? Now, if you think we're done with that, take a look at this. After California goes, the UN plan is for Cascadia, British Columbia, where they have CHICOM soldiers up the rear end there. And then you got Washington State, Oregon, part of Northern California, into Idaho. Oh my gosh, is that why this clown named Weaver in Idaho has shut the water off for 650 farming families, 500,000 acres, and they're going to go? Is that why? Gee, I think it might be related. But that's the next plan. Hagerstown, Maryland, manufacturing UN MRAPs. I could go on and on. You get the idea. If you're in the San Diego area, please investigate the Hotel Circle area. I understand there's lots of Chinese there. They probably have really tight security. Be careful. I'd go in there. I'd try to take pictures. I'm going to be at a conference, actually a rally. Take our border back. Take our border back. High profile people going to be there. For some reason, they want me to speak. San Ysidro, about 20 miles south of Hotel Circle. I'm pretty well known, but I will try to wear a disguise and get in there. I want to look and see what's going on myself, too. But I need help on the ground. Are you seeing large conglomerations of male Chinese? I don't care about the family units. Male Chinese. If so, where? Take photos, send them to me. Dave Hodges at thecommonsenseshow.com. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you for joining us.